June 22nd, 1941.
Their planes flew in low and shot at people trying to save themselves.
Father rushed in and cried out that we had to go, now.
There was a puddle of milk on the pavement, and it mixed with her blood.
June 22nd, 1941. This was the date when Nazi Germany launched Barbarossa, the largest military operation in history. With their allies Finland, Hungary, Slovakia, Italy, and Romania, more than 3.5 million soldiers, 600,000 vehicles, 600,000 horses, and around 3,500 tanks poured across the borders of the Baltic states, Eastern Poland, and the Soviet Union, all intent on destroying the USSR. Adolf Hitler was confident that it would take his armies only a matter of weeks, and the Soviet army was unprepared, because Joseph Stalin had refused to believe Hitler would go back on his word. After all, the German and the Soviet foreign ministers had signed a non-aggression pact in August 1939. But Hitler did more than go back on his word that day, and the Soviet foreign minister, Vyacheslav Molotov, took to the airwaves on June 22nd with millions of citizens listening on the radio.
The Soviet government and its head, Comrade Stalin, have ordered me to make the following announcement. Today, at 4 o'clock in the morning, German troops have entered our country without making any demands on the Soviet Union and without a declaration of war. They have attacked our borders in many places.
Aside from the horrors the German army and the Waffen-SS were about to unleash on the Soviet Union, it was its Jewish population that would proportionally suffer the most. By the time Stalin's armies had regrouped, rearmed, and retook their land and the Baltic states, by 1944, every Jew who had not fled or been spirited away in organized evacuations would find themselves in ghettos, marched into the forests or to the edge of ravines, and shot. Others would be worked to death in forced labor or perished in concentration camps and death camps. First it was tens of thousands, then hundreds of thousands, and eventually millions. The Germans and their allies did not act alone. Far too many locals lent a hand. Although in every country, there were a few brave souls who did hide a friend, a neighbor, or even a complete stranger. My name is Edward Serrata, and I am the director of Centropa, a Vienna-based Jewish historical institute. Between 2000 and 2009, we interviewed more than 1,200 elderly Jews who were still living in 15 European countries and audio-recorded, transcribed, and translated their life stories, not only about the horrors they went through during the Second World War, but about their lives before and after. Today, however, in this pilot episode of Centropa Stories, we're presenting excerpts from three of our interviews, all of whom remember the 22nd of June when they were just children, as the Germans were barreling toward them. We will meet Samuel Berger in Lithuania, Moses Chubat in Moldova, and Feige Kill in Latvia. We start in a rural village in Lithuania, and Samuel Berger told our interviewer Zhanna Litinskaya what he remembers about that day when he was 10 years old.